Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Opa! Welcome, everybody, to Stavi's World. 904-800-STOP. Call in. We'll solve all your problems. We got Ralph Barbosa on the couch today. Ralph, thanks for coming, bro.
Thanks for having me. What's up, everybody?
Hell yeah, dude. Straight off the jet.
Straight off the jet.
Straight off the jet from it's George Bush, it's George H. Bush Airport?
No. Yeah, but I'm not from Houston.
I know, but which one's Dallas?
Dallas is DFW.
Is it Lyndon? They didn't name it after a fucking president, nothing.
They named it after the two cities it's in between.
Fort Worth is barely a city, though. Dallas is all
thank
suburbs.
You for saying that.
Yeah.
You hear that, Fort Worth? You fucking assholes.
Yeah. Let's get into it. Let's do some greater Dallas metro area. Let's do 40 minutes on the Dallas metro area.
Hell yeah. You got to know.
Yeah.
This is as important as like Civil War history and World War II shit. Yeah. Dallas is better than Fort Worth.
Right? Yeah, I mean, sure. I do think the problem with Dallas, though, it is all suburbs. It's just a collection of suburbs, and like it's like mall to mall.
Yeah, I guess so. I didn't really realize how many malls we had until I went to cities with no malls.
Yeah, it's a big mall culture over there.
It's malls and then bars. That's all it is.
And then you drive drunk from the bar to the mall.
Everybody drives drunk in Dallas. It's insane.
Yeah, dude, people would look at me because I did hyenas or some shit way back in the day.
Yeah.
And just walking anywhere, people looked at you like you were insane.
Yeah.
Like no one walked. Like I would walk from my like hotel to like, there was like a movie theater and it was like a, you know, 12 minute walk.
What are you doing? Drive a truck.
It was insane. Yeah. Burn 8 gallons of gasoline for a 4 minute drive.
If you're not burning gas, bro, they'll tax you.
Yeah. They love that shit.
I flew in from Austin though.
Okay.
Yeah. And my stomach, I've been having the shits the past couple of days.
What did you get into in Austin?
I had an extravagant meal. I've been splurging.
I love talking about extravagant meals.
Yeah, I flew into Austin before coming to New York, and I was at my hotel, and I was just like, I couldn't decide what to order from DoorDash.
Mm.
And then I was like, bro, I just made a bunch of money on Hulu. Yeah. I can order like three different
$40 meals.
I ordered from two Italian restaurants.
Okay.
And then I ordered from one wing place.
The same two restaurants, the same cuisine. That is a wild move.
Because one of them didn't have meatball subs. Mm. And then the other one had, what do you call it, bolognese?
Sure. So you wanted a high-end and a low-end Italian experience plus wings.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And, yeah, I was craving hot wings for a couple days, but man, that fucked up my stomach.
That is a wild meal.
Yeah.
Spaghetti bolognese, a meatball sub, and wings. I have tipped my cap to you. That's awesome.
I mean, I didn't eat all of it, obviously, but I just wanted a little bit of each.
A third of each to make one full meal? Or did you take down all the hot wings? You can't save hot wings.
Yeah, no, I took them down. Yeah. But then I woke up in the middle of the night, and then I finished off the bolognese. Mm. It was good, man.
A little 2 a.m. bolognese.
I did Rogan's podcast the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes long. It goes like 3 hours. And the whole time I was like, I'm going to shit my pants. Like,
and your shit's, you're just rumbling the whole time?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
It's bad, man.
Belly full of bolognese and wings. And Rogan's just kind of hitting you with, like, you know, theories about human evolution or whatever.
Yeah, I feel bad because I feel like people always go on his show and they have, like, a lot of cool knowledge, like, information to share.
Yeah.
And I was just asking them stuff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You're just fucking, you're just, like, trying to, like, fill time so you can shit.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, that's a really interesting joke. Can you tell me more about that? You're just like, holding back, just focusing all your attention on holding your asshole, just slammed shut.
I just kept, in my mind, I just kept telling myself, and I tell myself this anytime that I feel like I might shit my pants. I just keep telling myself, like, I'm an adult, I'm an adult, I'm an adult. Like, But the more I say that, the more I come to the realization, like, I should just shit my pants. I'm grown, man. Like,
tell me anything. Oh, that's an interesting read on it. It's the flip side.
Yeah.
As an adult, I have the choice to shit my pants.
Yeah.
Because I have to deal with it. I'm not a child who's going to shit my myself. Pants.
I'm buying the new pants.
Yeah. Like, I'm buying Rogan a new $400 chair or whatever. You know what I mean? I'm paying. We'll smoke a couple cigars. I mean, the cigar smoke is so thick in there, I feel like it would cover the smell of shit
within a day or two. Last time I was there, the first time I went, he offered me a cigar. This time, he didn't offer me one. I don't know if I did something wrong. And you know, the first time I was there...
Was he smoking a cigar?
Nah.
Okay. Maybe he's living clean. Who knows?
That could be it. I'm going to go with that.
Yeah.
The first time I went, I got to use his pool table.
Mm.
And then this time, I showed up and they were like, yeah, he'll be here in a minute. And I was like, all right, cool. Can I go fuck with the pool tables while I wait? And they're like, no.
Whoa.
I was like, what the fuck did I do last time?
And then I was like, all right, we'll give him another shot. The whole time you're quiet, just trying not to shit yourself.
Yeah.
Wow. So you lost pool table and cigar privileges.
Yeah. I got to earn those back.
I don't think it was you. I think somebody did something stupid with the pool table. I bet you, like, Ben Shapiro got something on the pool table, you know what I mean? Got some locks, not to be stereotypical. Maybe, you know what I mean? It was probably like, you know, maybe... Jordan Peterson started crying about how beautiful, you know, Pinocchio is. he got tears all over the felt pool table. I think it's something like that.
Fucked it up. Jordan Peterson fucking it up for me. Jordan Peterson gave me diarrhea.
Yeah. fuck, dude. I like when a skinny man will indulge in a true meal.
Oh,
know?
Yeah.
Because, do you plan?
No, I have a crazy metabolism.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So do you think that's right around the corner is just getting fat at like 40 for you or something like that?
Yeah. For some reason, my metabolism has been like just fucking on overdrive. But I have a feeling like any day now, it's just going to completely shut down.
Yes. That is true. I do feel like Latinos, as they age, either keep sort of a good physique or... All of a sudden, one day, you're shaped like a potato.
I try to
and
look
that goes
at,
for men and women, by the way.
Yeah, nah, you know for what sure. I mean?
Like, either one.
Like, what sucks about, I think for the women, for Latino women, it's usually right after they have a baby.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It all goes.
Yes.
But for men, it's I don't know when. But, and then I try to look at older people, like at airports and stuff.
Sure.
And I try to wonder, like, which body type am I going to be when I start to lose it?
Right.
Like, there's dudes who, like, it's just, like, the belly and, like,
one
hip
round,
area.
One, yes. Yeah. One got, incredibly like, the, spherical stomach.
Yeah. They got, like, the 4-month pregnant thing going on.
Yeah. But it almost looks like a cyst.
I feel like my neck is sticking it up. So I'm like, nah, I'm definitely going to be one of those, like, V-shaped kind of chunky guys.
You think V?
Yeah, but not like good V, not like muscular V, more like my legs will probably stay small.
Oh, skinny ass legs.
My legs will stay small, but my upper body will start to like...
Right. I think you're thinking of ice cream cone.
Ice cream cone, there you go.
A V on the legs, too fat, you know, too... Snowman up top, cone in the bottom.
Yeah, I think I'm a snowman. I don't know yet.
I like that, dude. I like that you're not trying to fight it. You're like, I'm going to get fat as shit someday.
I also have these moments where I lie to myself. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, because I eat shitty on the road.
Yeah.
Like, I'll have 2 weeks where I'm like, I'm eating really good. And then it'll start with one, like, fucking downhill meal where I'll just be like, I've earned these fucking bolognese and hot wings.
Of course.
And then it just goes shit
combo.
After that.
I want to eat like, you just eat the way, like, as if you were like a Vegas buffet.
Yeah.
You're like, I want two disparate cuisines.
But as I'm eating this shit, I lie to myself and I'm like, nah, it's okay because one of these days I'm just going to go super fit and gym every day.
Right.
But like, that's probably not going to happen.
I don't think so.
Nah.
What about, do you have people in your family? Can you look forward? What's your dad's body look like? What's your uncle's? Anything like that?
My dad has a beer belly. He hardly drinks. It just stayed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
My uncle is short and, man, you know what? Yeah, he's losing the neck. It's just becoming a chest piece.
Oh, wow. His head is just descending into his body.
I'm fucked, bro. And then I start to get the pressure. Like, I'm turning 29 this year. So now I feel like that pressure of, like, all right, it's only going to get worse, right?
Sure.
Like, it's only going to get harder. Like, I have to find somebody to marry now.
Right.
Before my options start to diminish.
Right, right, right. You know what I mean? I know what you mean, yeah. Oh, we're living in the middle of a comedy bubble. Both of us have more money than we deserve.
For sure.
We're more famous than we deserve. You know what I mean?
Like, me and Michael were talking about that on the way here. Like, I'm so thankful that comedy is, like, the most popular that it's ever been.
Yes, yes. Yeah, we got so, so lucky. In terms of when our careers popped.
Was that on the first episode of Sopranos? When Tony Soprano's like, oh, I feel like I came in at the end.
At the end, the best is over. Yeah.
No, I'm like opposite. Like, I came in at the fucking pinnacle of this
People
shit.
Much more talented than us had to play the shittiest comedy clubs for, like, 12 years to make, like, a third of the money.
I had a couple videos go viral. Yeah. Next thing I know, women are DMing me.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want to talk to these women just straightforward. I'm like, why are you doing this?
Yeah. This is, you don't buy Bitcoin now, bitch. You buy it 8 years ago. It's too expensive now.
I fucked up a couple opportunities to settle down with some good women.
You did.
Over the last 2 years.
Okay, interesting.
Because I got cocky really fast.
Sure.
They're talking to me like, hey, you know what? Let's work at something serious. And I'm like, I'm fucking...
Are you kidding?
I'm killing it right now.
Are you kidding? I'm living a triple DoorDash lifestyle.
Triple DoorDash lifestyle.
You think a man who orders from two different Italian restaurants in one night is going to have a wife?
One night?
Yeah.
Bro, I don't know. I'm living crazy.
Yeah, I mean, but I get that, though. Everything's kind of popped over the last, 2 years, would you say?
Yeah, for sure.
And you were 26, 27?
Yeah, I was like 26.
That's the tail end of being able to blame it on youth, too, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's not quite... Like, I feel bad for athletes where it's like, you're 19 or you're 20 and you have $100 million and you're famous. Like, of course you're going to act crazy.
Yeah.
But, you know, you probably... Like, at 25, I was as dumb as, like, most 18-year-olds.
When do you feel like things took off for you?
Probably, you know, similar 3-4 years ago. Maybe started popping just a little before, but like, you know, I was older, right? I was like, I guess 31, 32. What do you think kicked it off for you?
Was it Cumptown?
Cumptown definitely helped. Don't get me wrong. Look, like Cumptown, I was like, when I was kind of your age is when it, like 27 is when it really popped. It was like when Cumptown popped, but that was like a level of like specific podcast fame, which was awesome because like I got to quit my job. We were making solid, you know, we were making good money. And I could do like, you know, comedy clubs pretty good. But it was like the same shit that happened with you where it was like, we just got caught up in that stand-up clips going viral shit.
Yeah.
And I went from like, you know, people knew me from a podcast to like people like in selling pretty well at comedy club weekends to selling 8 shows in a weekend to selling theaters out to like, you know, and the special Live at the Lodge Room. When did we do that? That was like 3 years ago.
That came out 2022.
Is that the one where you did the opener where you said, "I look like a side mission boss, a side quest boss on
GTA,
Grand Theft Auto."
Yeah. By the way, GTA, I saw the fucking guy. I don't got nothing. People have been asking me, dude, you're in the GTA. No, they've stolen my likeness. Cal Hampton or whoever the fuck that is. There's still time to make it right, Rockstar. Did you see the new
they
guy?
Put you,
dude,
they put
pull,
you in GTA?
Pull this guy up. Look at that guy. How the fuck is that not me? That's fucking me, dude.
That's not you, dude.
That's I mean, they made him taller, so they have... But, like, come on.
Dude, that's Bert Kreischer.
No. Bert's got enough. Bert's got enough. We've been on his arena tour. Anyway, yes, that was the one though.
Hey, you know, one time I had a chance to meet you. I don't know where. I think it was like a comedy club. I can't remember if it was here or North Carolina.
Probably think, not North Carolina.
Nah,
I don't think I've.
I just remember somebody being like, but they were. I didn't know who you were necessarily. And they were like, yeah, he's the dude from Cumptown. They're like, you want to meet him? But I was like, Cumptown? Like, I didn't know it was a podcast.
Sure.
I was like, nah, it's probably like some fucking OnlyFans dude.
Probably some porn guy who transitioned to comedy.
I was like, nah, I'm all right.
That would be cool. I would give credit to like some gay porn guy. Like, a lot of hot girls can go from sex work to comedy, right? Because they're hot,
That's
whatever.
True, yeah.
And then go. But if it was a fat if it was a fat, bald, gay porn guy who flipped it into comedy, I would tip my hat to him. Because that's not, you know.
That would be sick. The porn industry would be like a sick industry to like break into. But it's.
You think
but
so?
But it's so crazy these days. Like, I wouldn't even know how.
I have a friend who said the same shit, actually. He was like, he's like 40 something. And he was like, and he settled down now. But he was like. Like, his regret, it's not like, I wish, you know, people would be like, I wish I gave, like, music or comedy or whatever a try. He's literally like, I wish I had tried porn before I got married.
I should have, like, not that I should have been, like, an actor. No, I'm not.
Sure.
I'm
you don't not, think you could be a performer?
Not talented like that.
Yeah.
But, like, bro, you know, to, like, produce your own porn and, like, put it sure. out there, like, now it's just... You know, OnlyFans has put too much power in the actors.
So wait, you're pro middleman is what you're saying.
I am.
You're mad that the performers get all the money.
I think there should be
some guy who takes advantage of these.
Well, because people. Now it's like it's more expensive than ever. Now it's like give them the money directly back.
Yeah.
And then like I live in Texas where they banned Pornhub
right
and other websites.
I mean that's fucking crazy. The land of the free, come on.
So now dude. so I go on OnlyFans because I'm like, I guess this is what I gotta do now.
Sure,
but then I go on there and it's like I gotta pay for each individual video. What is the world becoming? We used to bootleg music all the time.
Right.
You know what I mean? We used to LimeWire shit.
Oh, you need the Napster of OnlyFans? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because now we... Don't you think it's crazy that we used to get our music for free? And then, because we were bootlegging it or whatever.
Sure.
But now we all pay the fucking subscriptions to Apple or Spotify.
You could argue that we used to pay for our music and artists could make a living. And then getting it for free was the fucked up thing. And now Spotify is double fucked up because we still have to pay, but it's not the artist. It's some fucking CEO that gets the money.
The middleman.
Yeah. So, but you're coming out as pro middleman is what you're saying.
I'm pro middleman from porn.
Because you want to be one? Is that what you're saying?
Because I want to be a porn.
Because you imagine a world, even though you're doing great right now, but you're imagining, you're mad that you could have been a porn producer and made money off that and then probably gotten sucked off by the talent.
I could have been one of those guys with like a cigar and then I see some some stripper chick and I'm just like kids a star.
Yeah. You've got what it takes. Yeah.
And then I also look at
you
guys.
You see her to meatball sub hole. And you're like, now that girl's gotta be on film.
It's just some dude, you know, I got like power over people. It's just like some dude wants to be a porn star. I'm like, drop your pants, kid. Let's see what you got. Like
that would give you a thrill.
Yeah.
He's exploiting these people and forcing a kid to show you his penis. These are the things you wish you could do.
I wish I
okay. Hey, man, to each his own. I can't say that I share those desires.
I feel like as a stand-up comedian, I might be able to get some people to show me their penis, but it wouldn't mean anything.
Right. It would be about the spectacle.
I'd be like, I can't get you rich, guy. I'm sorry.
Right. But he would be thinking maybe this will go viral. Then after that, you know what I mean? He'd be doing it for exposure.
I feel like anybody can go viral these days, but only very talented people can stay viral.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think there's definitely some kind of interesting now. I mean, I do think it was like shit was just going viral pretty easily a couple of years ago.
But I think it still goes viral easily. I just think now when I see like content creators, they like if you go through their pages, there's a lot of content creators, but there's a shitload of them that like. If you look through their reels or their TikToks, they get like consistent views for a while.
Right.
And then they'll go through like heavy dips.
Sure.
But then some dudes or some content creators are just like kind of killing it consistently.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I also do think there's a problem in that the metric has become getting views and not is what you're making good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I do think there's a way, I do think some people are very talented and smart and shrewd about staying viral and they understand the algorithms.
What's that word mean? Shrewd.
Shrewd means just like kind of like sort of like just smart about like smart in a very specific way and like understanding of the exact. It's sort of like the way people understand how to go. Like somebody being shrewd about going viral is like somebody who like
really understands the algorithm,
the patterns and shit.
The patterns, all the exactly, details. Exactly. They're kind of they're locked in on you know on what it takes.
When you use that like as many times as I can.
Shrewd. Get shrewd. If you were a porn producer, you could be like, you know, I'll make some shrewd moves for you, kid. You know what I mean? You could say that to him. Now show me that penis. Now fuck my wife and do it good. Do it good. See. Look, I'll be honest with you guys. I grew up in poverty. I wasn't a stranger to insects, rodents, all types of things. I didn't like that. That's not how I want to live now. I moved into a nice new apartment. I saw cockroaches. I flipped out. I wasn't scared because I'm a man or whatever. I wasn't scared. But I was pissed. However, thanks to my pals at Pesty, I haven't seen a cockroach in the month I've been here since that. And yes, could I have gone? Could I have probably charged an arm and a leg to my landlord to figure it out? But I said, no, I have my wonderful partners at Pesty. They're going to give me some do-it-yourself pest control, and I get the same products the pros use for a quarter of the cost. They send you a kit, makes it incredibly easy, only takes a few minutes to apply. Other companies call, you know, they're charging like hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Pesty can get you started at just $35 for treatment with a customized plan based on your location, bugs, and climate. I loved it. It was easy. I did not just the one application. I did two. I figured it out. It was so easy to figure out. And by the second application, I was flying through it. They give you a sprayer, a mixing bag, the pesticide, gloves, and instructions, and you're done in less than 10 minutes. And kid and pet friendly. Pesticides, you know, they ship are fully registered and have been used in hospitals and schools all over the country. Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. If the bugs don't go away, they'll give you a full refund. Now is the time to protect your home from bugs with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/stavi for an extra 10% off your order. That's pesty.com/stavi for an extra 10% off.
Anybody ever offer you like some weird shit like that on the road?
Yes. Yeah. A couple times. Man.
Nobody's offered me
that. And it wasn't good.
I don't want to do it. You did it?
No. I'm just saying that specific thing was not interesting.
Yeah,
to me.
I wouldn't do it. I'm just offended that I haven't even had the offer to do it.
Right.
But I met a dude once. No, I'm not saying any names, but I met a dude who apparently like got hired by his manager to bang his manager's wife.
And like what an industry.
And got paid.
Wow.
But imagine like...
He was like, do this and I think we could get you on Impractical Jokers. Like, you could be a guy that Sal throws a pie in his face. All you got to do is fuck my wife.
Nah, bro, it's just some dude working like at an assembly line.
Oh, you mean manager is in like... At his blue collar job, yeah. Manager. Not no, like supervisor, his entertainment. Supervisor, yeah.
Not even, yeah.
So some guy, this guy's making fucking parts for cars or whatever.
Yeah.
And the guy's basically doing what you said, scouted him. And he was like, hey.
The dude was like, yeah, my wife, I told her for her birthday she could fuck somebody else. And she chose that dude.
Wow. She chose a guy you work with?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
The guy's got to see him every day.
Imagine
how
he feels.
He's got to eat a shitty turkey sandwich with him in the break room.
Bro, but imagine how it feels to be the guy next to that guy at the assembly line.
Like, oh, yeah, like,
bro, I put in for a fucking raise.
Yeah, you overhear them, too.
Yeah, like, this guy.
Hey, can I talk to you for a second? And you just hear them, like, hey, man, so, like, I'll give you $500.
I'm like, bro, I show up to work every fucking day on time, but this guy gets to fuck your wife? Like, you think I don't want to fuck your wife, fucking asshole?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Wow, it was for his wife. See, if it was for, like, a that's their thing, because some people look. It's not, I'm not into
it. I mean, maybe it is their thing.
Sure. So you think he was lying about, I told my wife she could pick one guy?
Well, I think that,
you think that's more of like a recruitment tactic, but he actually wanted it?
I think that maybe they were like those swinger types that they go out to like bars or whatever, swinger type parties, meet people and do that shit. But I think as a birthday gift, she was like wanting to pick somebody specifically that.
Oh,
that
the, yes, worked. Yes. We'll break for my birthday. We'll be a little naughty. We'll find someone that you work with.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. He did it a few times.
A few times. It wasn't. Yeah. Wow.
It was her birthday month, I guess. it wasn't just one time.
Yeah, you know, she started that whole birthday month thing. I wanted to broker the whole thing. I would be like, hold on. Let's see your penis first.
Middleman. You show me your penis, too. Not just him. Hey, you, too. Wow. So he asked
him
to
do
that.
I think about this stuff sometimes when I'm laying in bed.
Right.
Just I'm like, it's like good for them. That they're doing this stuff, and that good for the people that get these offers.
Right.
And for any listeners out there, you know, maybe somebody's offered it to you. But yeah. Like, it's just crazy to me that I'm almost 30.
Yeah.
Never once been offered. And now I don't even want nobody to offer it, because now I feel like they heard me complain about it, and they'll do it like a petty. Right. Hey, fuck my wife. Come on.
Yeah. Like, hey, come on, man.
They're being polite.
Yeah, because they know you're not going to take them up on it. Yeah. They're like, Ralph could really use this.
So now it means nothing. Ralph could use this.
Yeah. Oh, so you think it's over?
Yeah.
And you just to you, it's just you just want to feel desired.
Yeah.
But you don't want to do it.
Bro, it would have made my year. If just one guy was like, you know, could you fuck my wife, please?
Now, this is interesting because many women have asked to fuck you. You know what I mean? Like, hot girls have DM'd you.
They're not asking. They're not like, can I fuck you sometime?
Right. Like, oh, you think it's something about the raw. You want to be desired as a sexual being, not just as your as an overall package of a man.
I'm a piece of meat, too.
You want to be a piece of meat. Yeah. You want to be objectified in a way that these DMs are not cutting it.
Yeah.
You want another man to be like, I need you to fuck my wife. Maybe there's a little misogyny wrapped up in here, because the value of a... You want a man to place sexual value on you. It's not enough for a woman to see you as a partner.
You're a good therapist. I'm learning a lot about myself. I want men to objectify me.
But in a straight way.
In a straight way.
But you need it filtered through their
wives.
I want
a dude to be like, dude, you're fucking hot. Fuck my girl. Fuck my girl, you beefcake.
Now, but if a girl just was that sexually forward with you, would it scratch the same itch?
That would definitely feel better.
Okay, that would be better.
I'm gonna go through my message request. Maybe there's something in there.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
There might be something.
Christmas morning.
Yeah, exactly. So hopefully something comes in before this episode comes out.
Yeah,
so that you know it wasn't because people saw this and are responding to it.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't even like need the actual hookup. I just need the thrill of I could have had it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
The older I get, the more being able to is almost as good as doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like knowing a hot girl wanted to fuck me and having like proof, especially now where it's like, you know, I'm tired. I don't want to stay up late. You know what I mean? Like, it's like I'm 36. I'm fat as hell. I'm trying to get.
I have a friend that I don't know how many times he's already been. Had his trips paid for by women who want to bang him.
Wow.
And then
respect.
And then has gotten offered like, hey, why don't you take a trip with me here? I'll cover the cost. You know, just take the trip with me. And he's just like, nah.
Wow.
And I'm just like, what the fuck?
Respect,
I would fucking drop tour dates for these opportunities.
Yeah. Well, this is a very interesting thing because I think we're both kind of, it's from a similar place of like, you have it all, right? Like your shit's awesome. But you just want, and maybe we're similar here, where I think so much of my pathology and like all the shit that's fucked up with me is that like I, and why like hooking up with girls matters to me and what I'm trying to get in control of is that you just want, you just wish you had been desirable when it mattered.
Yeah.
Right? Like high school, you know what I mean? Like you wanted to, because I didn't fuck in high school, I'm trapped in this like, I think if I fuck enough women, like it'll be like a time machine where I go back in time and like I was cool in high school, but that'll never happen. You can't fuck your way to not being a loser.
We're on this villain arc.
Yeah, my life
is a villain arc now.
No, it doesn't have to be, but it is true. You don't have to be a porn producer, Ralph. You don't have to exploit the most the most vulnerable in our society. You don't have to aspire to that when you've already achieved your comedy dreams. But I get why you're
Stavi, you made a new calendar.
Yeah.
You don't think that's villain arc shit?
No, dude, that's art.
That's just
pure art. And by the way, they're $5. You know, there's only a couple months left in the year. We're selling them off before the new. We have the 2026 calendar is coming out. So this August, September, they're flying off the shelves. $5 as a piece of art. It's not really a calendar anymore, but we can get it to you. Certainly there was some villainous behavior where you're like trying to get it back. But it's like, yes, you're jealous of your friend just because he's a sexy guy who gets pussy.
So, yeah.
You know what I mean? And he doesn't have, this motherfucker's never been on TV. Unless he's been in the background of your shit. You know what I mean?
He didn't go to like 1,000 open mics.
No.
Just to get.
Just was born with better bone structure than you. Nicer hair, better bone structure.
How do you know he has nicer hair? He's not here.
You're right. It's just some guy. I'm speculating. Yeah, that is funny. It would be awesome to that. And I do think, though, one nice thing is when more people know you, certain people might fuck you because they're a fan or whatever, but it's like sometimes they just kind of see you or find out about you and they're like, oh, that's the type of guy I'd like to fuck. And that kind of feels good.
Yeah.
You know, when someone is attracted to you for, they do kind of objectify you. That does feel good. I'm sure that's happened.
Yeah,
to you.
For sure.
You know,
I like every now and then I like talking to a girl who really didn't know like what my comedy was.
Yeah,
and doesn't
find
my comedy funny.
That's the best.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Because now, like, wow. Now I feel like they have genuine interest.
Like, wow,
interest.
That's all I have to offer. You're actually like, that's crazy. What the fuck do you even like about me? But hey, that's cool. I'll take it.
Hell yeah. I love a good weirdo.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Something's not right for sure in their lives.
You think you ever get married?
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah.
I guess it just kind of, another thing with like, you just realize how much of what we do in our lives is because of sort of social cues and like the rest, what the rest of your circle is doing. Like I've realized like everything I've done in my life has been, I've been kind of a late bloomer and everything. But the older you get, the more everyone around you is married, has kids. Like it might take me a little longer, but it's like, you know, all my friends are pretty much, not all, but most are settled down. Some are looking at having kids. My brother had a kid. My best friends had a couple kids. Like, it does feel like, you know, and then you see it in comedy too, dude. How pathetic is it when it's like a 47-year-old guy and he's still trying to get pussy? You know what I mean? You see that a lot. You see that a lot. And it's like, I don't want to be that fucking guy.
You know what's funny? Like, I was just thinking about that is when I first started going to open mics, and I'd see like older guys, like in, like you said, like 40-year-old guys,
yeah,
like hitting on young comics or like
tough,
stuff like that.
Dude, a fucking 48-year-old hitting on like a 22-year-old open micer is one of the most pathetic things in the world.
I like forgot all about those guys until like maybe a few weeks ago, as I saw, I don't want to say no names, but I saw like older successful comics like still hitting on young girls, and I was like, oh man, it never changes.
Tough stuff, dude. Yeah. And that's the thing, like, yeah, it doesn't change unless you try hard to change it, unless you steer away from the villain arc. But that's the thing, the villain arc ultimately leads there, is being pathetic and lonely. You're rich and you're trying to get 23 year olds to like you, and it's like you don't have a fucking connection with anybody.
I feel like I at least need to be like, even if I don't stay married, I need at least like
going into it being like, it's not gonna work, but I need this for phase in my life is awesome.
I need at least one divorce by like my 40s or 50s.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Well, see, this, I guess, I think what you're doing is setting yourself up for a reason to be that pathetic old guy.
No, I don't want to be that guy that's hotter than that. My thing is like, if I'm like in my 50s and I'm single, I'll probably just holler at like at least women my own age or
sure,
something.
Sure.
But
38-year-olds, you'll
but
be that
I
guy.
Need to like, I don't want to be the guy who got to my 50s and was just like single but also never married. Like,
yeah,
that's a little, you know what I mean? It's a little weird, it's a little suspect.
I gotcha.
So I need a track record so people can trust
me. But see, that's part of, again, this is the problem is that you're doing it for plausible deniability. You just want to be like, I'm not weird, I gave it a shot and it didn't work. I
fucking tried it out, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, hey, also, I might stay married. I don't know yet.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll let you know how it goes.
Please let me know. Are there any prospects, or are you still just out here right now?
I'm just out here, man.
Nice.
Yeah. I met one girl, but I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
That's good, man.
She's on Instagram. She's like kind of like a little Instagram famous. Mm. We're just friends right now, but who knows? Sure. She'll get more famous, and then she'll dump me for like
fucking
I don't know, one of the Nelk guys or something.
Yeah. Yeah. After they interview a different war criminal. No, I know what you mean, dude. I don't know. When you were growing up, what was it? Was it a similar thing? Like, I assumed it was the like trying to make up for lost time. But what were the vibes like in high school? Because one thing I do like is that, you know, we're similar too in that like you surround yourself with friends of yours from back in the day. Like, you know, Eldest, yeah. I've known since we were kids. Like the people I bring to open for me, or like JP, who I was one of the first guys I met in New York. It's been like 10 years, you know, over 10 years we've been friends. All that stuff's, you know, it's cool to be around your crew and to kind of like get to do what you wanted as a kid. Like, I love that what you're doing with, clearly you were a kid that liked cars, and now like it seems like all your half your expendable income is going to having sick fucking cars. And
I'm going broke thanks to fucking Facebook Marketplace. I feel like I made money just so that I could be the guy who doesn't lowball people on Marketplace.
Oh, wow.
I love to, like, surprise
you're
people.
You're redistributing wealth.
Yeah.
One, like, fucking carburetor at a time.
I'm like,
well,
you have a fucking 96 Camaro that doesn't run? For $800, I'll give you $2,000. They're like, what?
Yeah. That's awesome. You're like Latino Robin Hood. You're like Texas car Latino Robin Hood.
I look at the yard and it's just a bunch of cars that don't run, and I'm like, I made it.
Yeah.
Fucking somebody had to fill up this land.
Were you like a car guy when you were a kid too? Like, you grew up on that shit or?
Yeah, I like cars. My dad had a body shop, and we always had shitty cars coming in and out. Did my dad would like flip cars.
Okay.
And maybe not in the best ways. He was just always like, sure, buy this car, fix it for cheap. Like, let's fucking sell it.
Yeah.
So I like that shit. I don't know. I just like junk, I guess.
You were working at the body shop?
Yeah. Nice. It was bad, bro. I think it definitely fucked up my head a little bit. Probably my lungs.
Sure.
Because we didn't even have like paint booths. Mm-hmm. It was just like a building where we just, you know what I mean? People would spray. And so it's just clouds of like clear coat all in the air. And my dad would be like, go stand in that corner, you know?
Yeah.
Like, don't breathe it in.
Don't breathe it in, yeah. But get away from it.
Yeah, I'm just like,
do this. Putting your shirt over it.
The shirt blocks the cancer.
Love that, dude.
But yeah, I mean, that was like in the summers and shit. It was cool, man. And so now I built like a house to live in, but my uncle lives in there. I didn't, not that he bullied me out of it. I'm a grown man, but.
Sounds like he did.
But I just used like the garage area.
Sounds like your uncle got your ass.
Like, I'm not allowed upstairs. The bottom floor is like all garage, and then the top floor is like the living thing.
Oh, nice.
So like, I just go in the garage and keep them up.
And where do you live?
In my dad's house.
Okay. How far is that?
It's on the same land.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, we got like a cult thing going on.
I do love that, actually.
The cult
thing. Yeah, for real. No, I love a compound. Like, it would be awesome to buy land and like one kind of like dream is like either upstate or somewhere where we could have cabins where it could be like me and all my friends just have a little house and everybody's hanging out.
Man, the people, there's like some people not too far from where I live. They have like a real like little village going on. Mm. They bought up like maybe 4 acres. Yeah, maybe 4 or 5 acres. And then every time I pass by there, it's like advancing. It started off like 2-3 trailer homes.
Wow.
And then they built like houses, and then they built bigger garages. And the houses got nicer and nicer. And then last time I drove by there, they had like a brick wall with like actual like the
fucking, they're learning masonry.
They got like fucking gates around the whole property. And then they had a playground for like the kids.
Playground.
I'm like, bro, one day I'm gonna pass by and there's gonna be a fucking elementary school.
Yeah, dude. Or something. Some fuck yeah. That's
but I mean, they're all related to each other, but they fuck each other. They have to. They're fucking weird.
And this is your how this is like outside of Dallas or where is this?
Yeah. This is like I don't want to say exactly where.
Yeah, sorry. But in the
can I just say I live in Bleep and then you bleep
absolutely.
The bleep
out? Yeah. You can.
Yeah. That's another reason Texas, I think basically. It's like that's another reason I think that they're doing like incest and shit because it's just like out in the country. They don't have an education.
Sure.
They might. I don't know. They might.
They might. Who knows? It seems like they know how to build fucking, you know, fences and shit at least, and houses.
They all work. I think they all work for like the first guy that moved in there. Mm. They're like, I don't know. They do like construction or some shit.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I'm definitely like a city person. Like I grew up in Baltimore, not the biggest city, but it is very urban. And then, you know, I love it here. Like I don't for a second I considered moving and I was like, where the fuck would I even go? I love, you know, in fact, I moved into Manhattan, which I like more. As much as I love Queens, I like being in that. Like, I like people being on top of me. The silence scare, like, being out there with, like, acres away from my neighbors would fucking freak me out, actually.
When I first went out there, like, I had to stay out there for a couple weeks. Yeah, I hated it because there was no noise. Like, I couldn't hear the highway.
Yeah.
I grew up near the highway.
Yeah, there's highway. Fucking Dallas, there's highway everywhere. Every fucking road is on
highway.
So if
I couldn't hear, like, it kind of freaked me out. But I don't know. One day I just started liking it. It is definitely haunted, though. Ghosts are real. I hear a little girl laughing at night. It's either a ghost or it's some little fucking bitch sneaking onto my land and fucking with me or something.
I'll hear like, a little girl laughing.
Yeah. Or
how
maybe
often?
My uncle's fucking with me. Somebody's fucking with me. But I hear it sometimes when I'm in the garage. Like,
dude, that sucks.
I don't fuck with my cars like until it's like 1 a.m. That's when I'm like the most awake.
Oh, interesting.
And I was getting really frustrated. I was laying under the car. I was getting really frustrated. And I just laid there. Like, I just gave up. I was like, man, fuck this. And then I just hear like laughing. And my uncle told me once that if you hear like ghosts or spirits, that you're supposed to say like you're not welcome here, like leave or some
shit.
I'm not gonna piss her off more. Like,
first of all, I love that your uncle thinks he knows how to deal with ghosts. That's awesome. It's like, oh yeah, you have to say a specific thing, and they have to listen to
it
you.
It worked on me. Like he's like, you're not welcome here, and I left my own house.
I'm a summertime boy. You see me? I'm in my tank top. Summer. It just makes you feel your best. So what better time to create healthy meal habits that last than the summertime? What better time to get Green Chef, the number one meal kit for clean eating? They make it so easy to spend less time in the kitchen and more time enjoying summers with their new Heat and Eat meals. Enjoy a delicious, wholesome meal in just 3 minutes. You know, I love that as part of, I love to mix it up. I cook a little bit, sure, but there's days when I'm busy. I love the convenience of Green Chef. They use real ingredients, clean ingredients, help you build lasting, healthy habits without the hassle. Enjoy salads ready in just 5 minutes. Protein-filled breakfasts or nutrient-rich smoothies to fill your day. Green Chef is ready to nurture your nutritional needs. The recipes change every week with week-to-week flexibility. You can adjust your plan to match your mood and your schedule, okay? Listen, I use these meals and you should too. I'm a Mediterranean boy. I like their Mediterranean-style meals. They got other stuff too, gluten-free, plant-based, protein-heavy, even gut and brain health. So, make this summer your healthiest yet with Green Chef. Head to greenchef.com/50stavi and use code 50stavi to get 50% off your first month. Then 20% off for 2 months with free shipping. That's code 50stavi at greenchef.com/50stavi.
Yeah, what's that relationship? Like, how much is he your dad's younger brother?
He's my dad's brother. Yeah, younger brother. Okay. But nah, he didn't kick me out or nothing like that. Yeah, it was kind of hard to convince him to move in there. He was the one that taught me how to do, like, body work and shit.
Gotcha.
Well, yeah.
No, I feel you, dude. I mean, I like, just keep buying shitty houses in Baltimore for my family to live in.
Yeah.
Like, most of my real estate is horrible homes in Baltimore. In the neighborhood I grew up in, like, just so my family, you know.
There's a meme, that I saw, I think it's like, I don't know if this relates to all families, but it definitely relates to like Mexican families. And it's like when you see the property that your uncles like fell out
over. Yes, yes.
And it's like a shitty house in Mexico.
The same thing with Greek people. There's like this happens all the time with the part of the family that moves to America because they're like, oh, they're gone. We're just gonna take the land. And it's literally just like on just like shitty hills of olive trees around nothing. And they're like, yeah, there's like a blood feud over like these like this horrible fucking our grandma has a little piece of land in an island in Greece. And it's like, that could be a nice little,
yo, an island. Reason. That's fucking next level.
It's nice. Bro. It's nice. Yeah. Yeah. We would have to build it up and shit. It would be expensive.
You'd have to build up the island.
There's just nothing there.
No, it's a lot.
Not the island. No. I'm not doing a compound like your neighbors. We just have to, you know, there's just a piece of land. But yes, every time there's like a fucking, there's real estate battles over just shitty village properties.
Your grandma's still alive?
She is, dude. She's still kicking. She's 94.
So, like, anytime she gets a cold, you and your brothers start to be like,
let's get some engineers, let's get some architects. No, she's here. I mean, we could do whatever the fuck we want with it. She's living with my mom and she has no idea what the fuck's going on. She's kind of in that phase.
My mom is living with my grandma. That's not good.
That's classic immigrant shit. It's classic, I feel like everybody, like, that's
but
how...
it should be the other way around. It should be my grandma lives with my mom.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that's what you were getting at. Your mom moved back in with her mom.
Yeah.
Your mom moved back in with her parents.
Fucking up the order, you know?
Damn, bro. Uncle gets a whole fucking floor of the house. Mom's got to live with grandma.
It's all fucked up, bro. We live like if there's no money. Like, live like I have no specials.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. You can't build a fucking another little lean-to on the property. Can't build an A-frame on the.
Nah,
you don't want mom in the car.
Bro. I'm never building another home.
Really?
Because I don't know who's gonna live in that one.
Interesting.
I don't have the balls to like build a home and like say no to somebody else moving.
But that's what I'm saying. Build it kind of shitty, knowing they'll move. Build three shitty properties. Three shitty little houses so that everyone has one, and then you get to build a good one when everybody's moved into theirs.
Fuck that. I'll go to Greece and I'll move on to your grandma's island. I'll make her a sweet deal.
Nah, you know, no car culture there. I think he'd hate it.
There's no car culture in Greece?
Not really. They don't give a fuck about cars.
What do they do? Like ride bikes or something?
Boats? A lot of fucking little scooters.
Vespas and shit?
A lot of Vespas because they're small islands. The roads are very small in Europe, so.
What do you guys eat in Greece?
You know, we're talking kebabs. We're talking,
you know, fed those kebabs.
Yeah. Gyro, souvlaki, Greek. You know, fried seafood. A lot of seafood. Oh, the Greek salad.
Okay, I can maybe move to Greece.
Yeah.
What's the?
You should go. It's fucking awesome.
What's the prostitution like there?
It is not fully legal, but it is. You could figure it out if you need to.
All right.
It's not like, you know, I think other European countries. It's pretty much legal as hell. I think Australia, it's pretty much legal.
Australia has legal prostitution?
I believe so.
That's pretty cool.
Have you been?
Never.
Interesting.
But I want to go.
Now you're going.
I feel like Australians are fucking wild.
Yeah.
They like cars a lot too, though. I met a lot of Nissan GTR fans or like enthusiasts who are Australian.
Interesting.
At GTR Fest.
Interesting.
GTR Fest was created by Australians.
That makes sense because that's like, I do feel like they would be more into Asian cars because they're right there.
They're right near Asia.
Shocked by how much like Asian influence is in Australia, but then you look at a map, you're like, oh, it makes a lot of fucking sense.
Yeah, I didn't know this. Japan has a people shortage, which really? You wouldn't imagine. You know, you see the videos and stuff.
Tokyo Drift.
Shitload.
Well, you can't get pregnant from a tentacle monster nutting in you. I think that's part of the problem.
That is part of the problem. There was a dude, he's in a relationship with the anime character, like a toy.
Yeah, there is something weird about the culture there where it's like become sexless. It's like they work too hard, they don't really fuck, or if they do fuck, they do go to like sex workers. That's not like, you know, they're not having kids. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. Apparently they're trying to like invite people over to like live there. But I don't know, would I move to Japan? I guess it just depends on their prostitution industry.
They're pretty open about it, yeah. In fact, I've seen people, and I don't know if this is true, it's just like a fucking TikTok I saw, but they claim that even in a relationship, women don't really care because they see it as like, as long as you don't have feelings for someone, I don't care if you fuck them.
That's nuts.
Which is crazy, which is a crazy take.
You think that's crazy? I think that's perfectly logical.
I don't know if it's perfectly logical. I think it's a pretty, I think it's a slippery slope if you're starting to fuck somebody else, you know. Now, if they're a I think, like, going back to the threesome question in a relationship, I think it would make sense to, like, get a pro involved, get a professional involved, because that way there's no emotions or anything. But I think... I think it's very easy.
I just wouldn't want the pro to talk to me like he's like a coach, I've never been skydiving, but you know how they make you go with like
your first time, the guy strapped on your back.
Yeah, I don't want that situation in a threesome where the show you how to fuck your wife here.
You don't want to feel like it's a training, like you're taking a cooking class. You want to feel like I would look at it as like, you know, hiring like a housekeeper or something like that. Tell them exactly what you want done, and then it's their job to kind of keep it professional.
Not tip them after.
You got to tip. You got to tip well. Interesting. Have you been getting into prostitutes? Have you been getting into sex work lately? Or
no, but that's another industry I wish I would have broken into. You don't ever imagine like
a lot of sex work is you're interested in. You're into that.
I wanted to be a pimp back in the day.
I don't think you have that in you, man.
I don't. No, nobody listens to me. I'd be like, can you fuck that guy, please?
Please, I'm short on rent. We're behind. I need you to start sucking dick. We're all going to be homeless if you don't start sucking dick around here. You're begging. It's like, fuck you, Ralph. Well, this is a very interesting perspective. I think it's time that we brought your perspective. And we should say, by the way, new special on Hulu.
Yeah.
Planet Bosa.
Planet Bosa.
Out now. Go check it out. And we should take your perspective and help our listeners here, Ralph.
We like right, to do who some. We got?
Let's see what we got here, Eldest.
I usually don't start with ones this long, but this one touches thematically on a few things that have come up so far.
Okay.
Hi, nice. Stav, Aldisio, and esteemed guest. I recorded a message earlier, but it wasn't long enough. So basically, for a bit of context, I'm 37. Grew up a loser, and all throughout college, didn't have a lot of luck with women, and particularly had two incidents where there were girls right in front of me in my dorms inviting me for a threesome.
What?
And I've chickened out. So you get the picture.
Chickened out.
Anyway, fast forward. I've just got out of a long-term relationship about four months ago. It was already dead, so it was just we officiated the ending. And I find myself being a single man with lots of disposable income and no interest in a real relationship yet. I'm kind of just licking my wounds, as they say. And I have some disposable income and I don't spend a lot of money. My work feeds me breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I live next to breakfast, work, so I don't even use my car. I go to a lot of sex workers, and I particularly started partaking in threesomes and foursomes and et cetera.
Pause this.
Never won.
This guy has too much fucking money. This guy clearly works for like Google or some shit. They feed him breakfast, lunch, or dinner. What the fuck kind of workplace?
He lives at work.
He goes to fuck. Does he go to like daycare? And he lives next door. And he's having anyway. It's international. Looks like interesting. Keep going, Elvis. Maybe this. This shows you what life is possible. What kind of life you could have under socialism, folks? This is what happens with debt when you have a fucking strong safety net. You get to buy pussy. Yeah, what country is this?
I kind of feel like scared.
Oh. Oh, never mind. Oh, this is not Europe. This is somewhere more sinister. Yeah, all right, keep going.
This is scary.
Yeah. Whoa, that's crazy. Holy shit.
I don't think I want to work in prostitution anymore.
Keep going, Elders. Let's see what we got here.
Sex worker at a time. It's always two or more. And it's fun. I'm loving it. It's a new experience. It's ecstasy. I'm euphoric. But
euphoric.
Part of me is thinking that if I get used to this, probably a normal woman won't cut it, because when I'm with these sex workers, shit. I'm like going wild, like everything I've seen in porn.
Oh, no,
I'm doing
dude.
Using
this
protection
sucks.
Where possible, but I'm just thinking, am I overdoing it and then a normal woman won't cut it anymore? And
I mean, that's a horrible way to think of it.
I just want the easy easy way out, as opposed to investing in learning about someone and going on dates and stuff. I mean, at the moment, I'm not interested in that, but I just feel like
someone?
If I keep going with those wild...
Come on, man. You know the fucking answer to this.
...expositions, it's going to ruin me for normal relationships and normal women. Kinvery thoughts, I know that you're pro... sex work in the
we
podcast,
are, but there's
so,
a limit to everything. Paul, we get it. You don't have to hear more of this bullshit. I mean, this is insane.
What's
and again,
the guy's name?
Oh, we don't know his name.
Okay.
Yeah. It's anonymous.
Buddy, I'm going to say this. Start carrying a gun.
I don't know that that's where we start. I don't know that's the first thing this guy needs to take care of is having a gun. But you are right. Look, we are pro sex work, right? But I'm also pro... a nice steak dinner, right? That doesn't mean you should have 3 ribeyes every night. It's a fucking little treat, man. Sometimes you gotta have flank steak. Sometimes you gotta have chicken breast. I mean, this is insane. And yeah, this is like you do this at your on your birthday, maybe. You get a couple sexy ladies to double suck you. That sounds cool as a treat. You can't, what do you have, an ice cream for every meal? I mean, this is insane.
That's true, man. Don't overindulge, bro. You know, it's cool you got it. You probably felt like, yo, I missed out on this in college, so let me do it now. But.
And this guy makes too much money. I mean, we need to take some of his money away.
I feel like he's trying to bang us because he's saying.
Maybe.
He brought it up twice. He's like, I got disposable income.
Dude, I'll tell you though, shit like this does end with crazy things like paying 2 guys you don't know to suck your dick, even if you're not gay. Yeah. Like he's fucking up his neural pathways with this much pleasure. Like beating off to porn is a problem for intimacy. Finding human beings to recreate the shit you saw in porn every time you fuck is insane. You're out of your mind. Also, like he called in from somewhere where. I don't know where his source of money is. It's nothing good, right? There is a darkness and a sinister energy to every aspect of your life right now, and you need to change a lot of things about yourself. Definitely stop doing this. Again, we're not anti-sex work here. Hopefully you're tipping well, you're paying well, whatever, but it's like you're overindulging in things. You can get addicted to anything, and you absolutely are going to get addicted to this, and it's not... And even looking at it, it's like, is a normal woman going to cut it? It's like, that's not...
Are you going to cut it?
Yeah, it's like, what are you
offering? To a normal
woman.
Yeah. You got to imagine, not that you're going to, like you said, you have no interest in getting into a relationship right now, but you got to imagine it could be 4 or 5 years from now. You're in a relationship, it's getting serious, and then she asks you, have you ever had a threesome? And you're just like, yeah. And she's like, how'd it happen? I paid for it. Like, imagine what that's going to...
I paid $30,000 over the course of 4 months on a threesome every 3 days. Like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude?
You know what I mean? A good woman is not going to like that, bro.
I mean, look, it's just... I don't even know about that, right? I think it's... Yes, I don't know that anybody... He just clearly has an addiction. This is just so clearly an addiction that it's bad. It's bad for you. Anytime you're doing, you're overindulging in things that are awesome, it will fuck you up.
Everybody has a vice, but you don't want this to be your vice, bro. Go on Marketplace, Facebook Marketplace, or some sort of drugs. Do a lot of mushrooms. The mushrooms will help you, brother.
This is too much of anything is a problem, and you are really overdoing it when it comes to buying pussy.
I feel like also it's not going to make his like college self less of a loser.
No.
This won't have made you like have that threesome in college that is your North Star in life.
Totally.
In your like hollow life or whatever.
Yeah, this is an even more hollow version of what we're up to. You know what I mean? It's like, and it's not like... This is purely transactional. You're not you're not making up for anything, and you're just changing the way that you relate to sex, and you're really making it an unrealistic thing. Where, yes, of course, hot women that you're paying to do exactly what you want, of course, a regular person who's trying to relate to you and have, like, sex in a loving way is not going to be able, is not going to behave this way.
You should go, I don't know if you have these type of friends, but you should hang out with friends who judge you.
Yes. You, this guy does need a little, I mean, we're doing it now. We're showing you that even us, even this podcast that is very horny and pro-sex work, is disgusted at your behavior. So change your life, man. This is too much. Do this once a year, max. Even though he's saying it, I'm like, it doesn't sound so bad.
I think you should quit. I think you've had enough. Quit cold turkey.
Yeah. Wean yourself off. Folks, you know starting your own business can be damn intimidating. It's a lonely task. All the you got to wear all the hats. You're wearing a top hat. You're wearing a bowler. You're wearing a koofy on top of that. Too many hats. I know that as a one-man band podcaster, comedian, merch salesman. I did it all, and it was a pain in the ass. That was before I had my friends over at Shopify involved. And look, you're probably starting your own small business. You're probably, you got too many hats on yourself. You know what I mean? I don't know what you're doing. Maybe you're selling soaps. You're mixing the soap. You're doing the website. You're trying to keep track of everything. Well, why don't you stop messing around and help with the number one freaking e-commerce platform? Oh, that's right. It's Shopify. Wait, what is that? We just made another sale on the Stavi Baby, on Stavi.biz store. Must have been a t-shirt or a calendar. Those are coming up quick. Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the United States. From household names like Mattel and Gymsharks to brands just getting started. We're one of them, like I said. Look, get your damn business off the damn ground with Shopify. If you're ready to sell, you're ready to for Shopify. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at Shopify.com/Stavi. Go to Shopify.com/Stavi. Shopify.com/Stavi. Holy crap.
What else we got, LD?
Hey, Stavi, Eldis, esteemed guest, a longtime listener. Seen you a couple times out on the West Coast, so excited to be speaking to you. I have kind of an odd question. So I'm in this friend group. There's, you know, a bunch of us. I'm really lucky to have found them. It's great. And some people who are on the periphery of this friend group invited their friends to kind of join us when we do, like, outdoor activities, go to concerts, stuff like that. I don't particularly like these extra friends who've been brought in. It's this couple.
That's a problem.
They're fine, they're nice enough, but they are always belligerently drunk constantly whenever I see them. It's a real fucking downer. And, you know, we've had to, like, you know, out, like, hanging outside, save them from fucking falling into the river or some shit like that. It's always a hassle. They're always drunk. They never remember anything from when we hang out. It's kind of the worst. And so I can look past this, like, whatever, teach their own. But I recently found out that the husband in this couple is an aircraft technician and that he supposedly drinks on the job right before he goes on the job. This is hearsay, like what? Secondary. That's probably not the right usage of that word, but it's secondary information. So I didn't hear it from him directly. I'm not sure how true it is, but this has me fucking terrified and also in a weird place because I don't really know what my place in this is as someone who's like on the periphery of them, you know? So I am torn because part of me wants to tell the airline and snitch.
What the fuck are you talking about?
But also it's like, I don't know for sure if that's happening and I don't want someone to lose their job and make it fall worse into alcoholism.
Exactly.
Because
you
they
don't
get
have
fired
shit
or something. I don't know. Honestly, the worst part of it is I really fucking like flying.
Oh, he's a
I'm terrified to fly out of my home airport. So
I fly
Just looking for advice. Should I switch airlines? Should I report him? Should I forget it and act like nothing happened?
Report him?
I could use your help.
The fuck are you talking about?
Nah, dude. I'm on my next few flights. Call it in. Call it in.
And maybe we'll bleep the airline so we don't get sued.
Yeah. That's actually really true. Thank you, Elvis.
Call it in.
Bleep the airline. Yeah. I mean, this is fucking crazy. This is the most I'm a coward and I'm finding a different thing to pretend I'm mad at. You're mad him and his drunk, dumb wife have fucked up 4 hikes and 3 concerts for you. You don't give a fuck that he's a drunk, that you have secondhand information that he's a fuck, that he's drinks on the job. And look, you sound like a good person. I get that. Part of it probably is you're a little worried about this, but you also don't have any proof, right? For you to immediately go to snitching means you hate this guy. This is like when you're, you know, when you hate somebody, when you've secretly been hating someone,
you're looking for any little excuse.
And then you wait for someone to talk shit on them, and then once they talk shit, it's like, you fire up the group chat, right? This is his, like, I can't say I don't like their vibes, but now I can pretend I'm morally offended that I heard a rumor he drinks on the job. You know what I mean?
Dude, look, you either gotta go one way or the other here. You either stop hanging out with these people and find different friends, just get out of the circle completely, or man up, fucking drug his drink, put cocaine in his beer. Obviously, he's going to drink or whatever in front of you. Sure. Put some drugs in there, call bleep on him, and like, yeah, look, I'll watch them do heroin and fucking get rid of him. Either you get out or man up and get the fucking rid of this guy, bro.
I mean, there is something to this general dynamic, though, of like, what's happening is your friends are doing a hostile takeover of your friend group. You know, like, you know when there's like 5 or 6 people that always hang out together?
Yeah.
And then it's great when somebody gets added in, they vibe with everybody. That's actually fun. I've been really lucky that a lot of my friends from my life, we've meshed a lot of our friend groups, and like, it's been awesome. And then sometimes you bring somebody along and you're like, you know what? The vibes aren't exactly right. We're going to keep them over here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, but it's awesome when friend groups, especially as you grow older and it's kind of harder to make friends. If one of your boys picks up a friend and they're actually cool and they get in the mix and you like them. And now it's like this group that's known, you know, it's almost like circles on a tree where it's like, it starts with 4 people, then it's 6, then it's, you know what I mean? It's cool when it works.
Yeah.
But also, it doesn't work a lot of the time, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm sure you've had a friend who's like talked up somebody and they're like, dude, you're going to love my boy, Mike. This guy's the fucking man. And then you meet
Mike's
him,
like a piece of shit.
And he fucking sucks.
And then Mike's like eating ass in front of everybody. It's like,
okay,
disgusting.
Mike's on some freak shit. You're like, Mike's decided, you know, he doesn't have to commit assault or, you know, some kind of.
He's getting 3 sex workers at a time without telling anyone.
Come on, guys. Let's cheat on our wives with whores. You're like, I don't know about this.
Yeah,
man.
You definitely gotta like you said, change it, mesh it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So
find
like,
your place.
This is an interesting topic of discussion. Like, what do you do? Like, let's take this drunk shit aside, right? You don't give a fuck about that. You're not snitching. Okay, first of all, if you really, really care, you need absolute proof, not just somebody else who also hates this guy talking about it. More important is like, who told you this? Because politically, within the friend group, This might be where you can start a faction to get him out. It's not important that you hear this rumor. The fact that somebody's spreading this rumor means he also hates this person.
I feel like this guy's girlfriend told them.
Yeah, it might be his girlfriend. But if there are other people within the group, like, you need to do a census of, you know, you need to, like, really get in here with the rest of the group and be like, I mean, the fact you have to, maybe this person is just nice, actually. He sounds like a nice guy, actually. And he doesn't think in this conniving Machiavellian way about his friends the way I do. I have a problem where I am, you know, I do think of the dynamics and like, how are we going to get this piece of shit out of here? But you need to start thinking that way, because this guy clearly has been fucking up your friend group. Or the opposite is just like, or if you want to be an adult about it, you can just have a conversation with your friends.
What I suggest too is like, ask the dude himself. Be like, hey, bro, are you drinking on the job? And if he's like, yeah, just be like, don't do that. Fucking chill out. You know what I mean?
That is interesting, though, because, again, I'm just like, he's not wrong, but it's like, what the fuck do you care? I don't know, dude.
You could be friends with this guy. What if you could be the guy who really fixes this guy up, like, or at least helps him in this fucking part
like
of his life?
You could look at it as like, do you have a drinking problem?
Yeah, you could just be like, hey, bro, fucking
but
knock that shit
like
off,
this
man.
Guy, though.
Why don't you, what's not to like? The guy fucking, he's obviously in a fucking good relationship. He's a pilot. You know what I mean?
He's not a pilot. He's a fucking
technician.
Oh, he's a technician?
Yeah.
All right. The guy's a technician. Yeah. You know, like, this guy, I'll be friends with this guy.
I don't know, man. I get where he's coming from, being annoyed at a new, at somebody break. What you're really, really annoyed at is somebody bringing people into the friend group that you don't like. That's really the crux of the matter here. And how you deal with that is either talk to your friend about it, or if you want to be Machiavellian, see who feels this way about them. And then, look, at the end of the day, you don't have to hang out with people you don't like, but also snitching is kind of insane. I don't know. Or even confronting him about a room. What if you're wrong? What if just somebody made that up because this guy gets drunk at a fucking concert that, like, people are like, oh, he drinks on the job too. And then he's like, you're like, do you drink on the job? He's like, what are you talking? Imagine somebody telling that to you and you don't. And you'd be like, what? What the fuck are you talking about? Man, that's a weird overstep to somebody that you tolerate socially. You were going to say something else. Do you have anything?
I was going to say, I agree with you that it's like kind of none of your business. Like, you have to make sure the source is good. When he did make, when he did mention the airline though, that made it a lot more real for me where it's like, I do fly them a good amount. That's kind of weird. But at the same time, you never know, like, how many pilots or aircraft techs
out there. He also doesn't know this, though. We're talking, if it was stone cold fact,
yeah.
Even then I would be like, yeah, I don't, like, if you had proof and you do, and you are, like, the kind of person who sees this as, like, a public good, okay, maybe. Or you confront the guy and be like, hey, man, you should get your drink under control. This is unsafe, right? I guess, like, because there's different levels, right? So this is somewhere between, like, you know, fucking, like, guy at a convenience store who goes to work drunk, don't care at all. Get as fucked up as you want, doesn't matter at all. And then on the other end, it's like school bus driver, right? It's like, yes, you have to stop that immediately. Airline technician, which what does that even fucking mean, is somewhere in the middle for me, right? Where I, you know, and so my larger point is, he clearly is pissed that this guy's in the friend group. That's his actual problem. And you need to either bring it up with your friend and talk about it, talk it with your other friends, or, you know, it might just sting that your friend likes these people more than you, and you're like, I don't really want to hang out with them. It might just fuck up the whole vibes of the thing. But yeah, he's just looking for an out where it's somebody, there's some other reason that this guy's not in the friend group. Unless his point is, look, I've made peace with this guy being in the friend group. He can still, even after he gets fired from the airline, he is going to hang out and I'm okay with that. It's just a public safety thing. And if that's the case, then you have to become a fucking private eye or some shit and find actual proof that he's doing it.
But, bro, just make more friends, bro.
I say make more friends, yeah.
Find people that are more like you that don't get too drunk, I guess.
Yeah.
Personally, I want to hang out with airline guy.
You don't know if that, man.
That guy kicks ass.
You don't know if that's true. The older I get, the more I'm like, oh, people who love getting fucked up. It's like, Jesus, in your 30s, man. Being like, I like to get just fucking blackout. It's like, we're not 20. We're in our 20s.
I know I'm a shitty friend because I like hanging out with those people for the entertainment of it. But, like, yeah, that guy was falling down a river. I probably wouldn't, like,
yeah,
risk myself to catch him.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd just be like, especially that guy was like entertaining while he lasted.
Yeah, yeah, well, there goes that guy. I'm wearing my favorite cargo shorts. I can't get in the river. What else we got, Eld?
Hello, Stav, Eldest, and esteemed guest. I have a problem with my penis. Mm. I'm 22.
Here we go. I've been waiting
about
for
about 6 months ago. Got out of a long term relationship and started having sex with women I didn't know that I met at bars and on Hinge unprotected.
Unprotected. And,
I thought it was going to be chill, but turns out I got something on my dick called molluscum contagiosum, which is a common benign viral skin infection that causes small raised pearly bumps on the skin. Basically, my dick and my pubic area is covered in red bumps, and it looks really not good. Anyways, so I obviously freaked out and went to the dermatologist, and my options are either wait 6 to 9 months for it to go away.
Six to 9 months?
6 to 18 months. Some people say 4 years.
Years?
Or I get liquid nitrogen treatment on my penis.
Hell yeah.
And I am like, fuck, that sounds really painful, but I'm going into my senior year of college, and am I not going to have sex?
You can't.
Not going to jerk off?
No, that's insane.
I have like 50 bumps on my penis, and they're going to...
Wow.
I mean, I don't know what burning off of liquid nitrogen is, so...
Didn't they burn some shit off your dick, Aldous?
And you just need some good solid advice. Oh. Thanks.
I had a wart on my leg
that
they like burned off with some liquid nitrogen at like the sketchiest dermatologist in the world. And like a doctor's office in Astoria that was like straight up like just a living room. Like this guy's doctor's office was how we use this apartment for a podcast studio.
We're like, let's hurry up and burn this. We gotta turn this into a studio right
now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was fucked up. Like the whole time he's just complaining to me about how people are so harsh on like ZocDoc reviews. It was really weird.
Hilarious. But anyway, okay. So I thought I forgot if it was your dick or whatever. This is nuts. You can't have bumps on your... First of all, don't fuck random people without a condom. Okay? That's crazy. Especially not random people you meet at a bar. You gotta cap up for situations.
I think
you
just gotta go to better bars.
And Ralph, you do have a child, is that correct?
Yeah.
Out of wedlock?
Yeah.
Okay, so that you get bumps or
out
a child.
Of wedlock,
are you disappointed in me? I just mean maybe you could have worn condoms in situations is all I'm saying.
Like, Ralph, you have a bastard, don't you?
I know, certainly. So all of a sudden it becomes a puritanical podcast.
Why did you just do this fucking, like, what is that, Pawn Stars thing? I have a buddy who's an expert on this shit.
Yeah. Ralph.
Ralph, you've been with sleazy women, right?
I'm just saying, dude. I'm just saying, you don't want to be fucking unwrapped if you can help it. That's my point, is like, we're pro sluts on this podcast, but we're also pro protecting yourself. This guy ended up with bumps. Now listen, I'd probably rather have a kid than bumps all over my dick, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
But 4 years is nuts, and you have to go in here with you gotta get the nitrogen. It's gonna hurt, and you should know that.
Yeah, do the nitrogen. If you wait, even if you get it in six, even if you wait 6 months for it to go away, you're gonna be so horny at the end of those 6 months, you're gonna go right in back to another.
You're gonna be raw dogging in no time.
Yeah, if you get that liquid nitrogen, even if it's painful, you'll have that pain to always remind you to use a condom.
Absolutely,
do the liquid nitrogen, bro.
You have to do the liquid nitrogen.
Don't let your penis probably looks all fucking Quasimodo right now. Like,
yeah,
don't stippled. Let it look like. Treat your penis with respect, man.
It probably looks like what people assume herpes is, even though he doesn't have herpes.
Yeah.
But I don't even believe that it's benign. I mean, I guess it is.
But that
sounds like he's really spinning this. A fucking red bumps that stay on your cock for up to 4 years is a benign infection. Doesn't sound benign
to
me.
That's not benign, bro.
No, dude.
You could also maybe make some money out of this.
Mm.
Like, keep the bumps and then just go give lectures. Like, here's why you should wear a condom. Like,
right.
Show your penis to high school students.
Okay, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't show your...
Professionally.
Your bumped...
Like, an auditorium.
Your bumpy prick to children. I wouldn't show that. You're like, okay, I'm going to school for the blind. Let's learn how to do Braille, everybody. yeah, dude. Get this laser. Get this nitrogened off. Let the pain be a reminder
lesson,
of your
yeah.
mistakes, you know?
For sure.
Tough stuff, dude.
Go to better bars.
Don't raw dog strangers. Here's the thing. I'll raw dog if I know someone after a while, but I can't be raw dogging strangers.
Yeah. I didn't see what school he went to, but
yeah.
Be careful.
Yeah.
go with Christ.
Yeah. Not till you're married.
Why is this guy? I mean, I'm reading the fucking transcript. Why is the guy started off with sorry?
It's probably picks. It very rarely gets Stavi right. So he's
Stavi. So I say, hey, Stavi.
Oh. Yeah, here's what we got. Let's see.
Hey, Stavi. Mm. Oh. Love the show. First time, long time. My wife and I, we got a question for you. We moved into this place. We love it. Old owners left it in great condition. And after they moved out, we just kept getting packages from them. Mm. You know, at first it kind of felt like auto buys. You know, we get stuff like baby bath stuff, clothes, kid stuff. And they wouldn't come pick it up. So we would, you know, donate it. There were a couple things we could use, so we used. And they, there was one time they did like a whole back to school, tons of kids' clothes. You know, they came to pick those up. But it kept going. So, you know, they send like women's hair products. And where we're at now is they just sent an iPad mini. It's been like almost a year and a half since we moved into this place. Like, what do we do with this? You know, did we donate this? Are we allowed to keep it? I mean, how long does this have to stay out in front of our, and
kept some of it,
you know, door before we take it? All right, let us know. Love you. Thanks.
Yeah, this is insane. It's crazy on the other people's part.
I mean, it's crazy. I feel like it's a little crazy on both parts. But it's just funny to me that, like, I guess the stuff that wasn't expensive as an iPad, he's like, I'm going to give that away and keep some of this.
But now that
it's something, like, cool, he's like, he's like looking for Stavi's approval. Like, Stavi said I could keep it.
First of all, iPad mini, do they still make those? Aren't those old as fuck?
I don't know.
Anyway, whatever. It's been a year and a half. Now, what's interesting to me, what puts a little, throws a little wrench in this is the fact that they've come to pick up certain things. Like, if it was the kind of thing where these people move out and you just have no contact with them for the entire time and you've tried to get into contact and they've sort of ignored it, whatever, then it's almost like, whatever, man, you gave it a shot, but you have some strange connection or they've come, like,
bro, like, look the up iPad the loopholes. Huh? There's got to look up the laws on this shit. Like, there's got to be some sort of law where it's like, if it's on your property for more than so many days,
yeah,
like,
that's true.
It could just be yours, or fucking do the shady thing. Ignore these people's calls, and when they come to your house, be like, I ain't seen nothing.
You could say it was stolen all the time.
Oh, true.
Some places do.
Only the iPad was stolen. Hey, these shitty baby clothes. They fucking left these.
I'd just be like, bro, I haven't seen shit, and it's not my fucking problem. Like, I bought this house from you or whatever.
A year and a half. Fucking, it is crazy.
You don't know how to change addresses on fucking Amazon?
I mean, that's insane.
Yeah.
Be like, delete the address. Delete it. Don't just change it. Delete it. Yeah, I mean, it's been so long that it's just like, you don't really have to. I would say, for me, a big, big ticket item, I would not feel comfortable. Like, I would probably return to sender it or some shit like that. Or if you really felt like it, you could, you know, get in contact with them. But I think, like, basically, if you ever get in contact again, you should be like, hey, just so you know, I'm never doing this again. Like, if you ever talk to them again, you'd be like, hey, this is unacceptable. We're just donating everything that comes, you know, that gets sent our way, because we just don't want to deal with this anymore. And I think you're fine, but
I think this is a perfect opportunity.
Or just return to sender it or whatever.
Nah, fuck that, bro. Just fucking, like, give the iPad to, like, some relative that you had a falling out with and be like, let's squash shit. And it just looks so good on you.
That's not a bad idea. Use it to your advantage. Use it to your personal
gain. Give away these gifts as if you bought them.
I like that.
Yeah, fix your relationships.
Year and a half is nuts.
Yeah, that person, that's on them, you know?
I would say after, I mean, it is on them. I mean, maybe, I think your point of, like, look up the laws is a good one, just so you're covered. But I think at some point, you might just want to be like, hey, please stop getting things sent here. Please delete this address.
Yeah.
We don't want to deal with this. And anything further will just be thrown away. You could just say that. There's probably just to cover yourself. Because, I mean, you know, they also probably don't give a fuck. These people are fucking stupid, it sounds like. Imagine doing this for a year and a half.
It's okay. It happens three times, and then you fucking like, I gotta delete that bullshit.
Also, these people with some of the stuff that they never picked up, how much money do they make that they're just ordering shit and just being like, ah.
Well, that's the other point, is that these people clearly, if they don't give a fuck at all about this many deliveries, then they also probably have the money to not give a fuck, so fuck them.
Yeah.
It's their fault. Somebody who's like, who an iPad mini matters to is not just kind of letting it chill there willy-nilly.
I order an iPad mini, I'm making sure it's my fucking address.
Absolutely, dude. I just ordered some fucking tracksuits. I'm double checking. I'm double checking that's my address. I've been getting active this summertime, okay? I've been hitting my steps. I recently lost my steps tracker. It actually has broken my heart. I have to go get another one because I'm addicted to the steps. But summertime out in the heat, you know what that means. Sweat. And if you're not wearing the right underwear, that gets real uncomfortable real fast. I know all about that. I spent the first 20 years of my life with constantly chafed thighs, not with MeUndies. Their micromodal fabric is legit magic, super soft, breathable, and somehow stays cool even when it's 90 degrees and your AC is losing the battle. It feels like your junk is wrapped up in a beautiful, chafe-proof, ice-cold towel. Soft, too. Breathable, too. Oh, my God. And they got a bunch of different styles. I've gotten some compliments. I don't want to be a saucy boy. I don't kiss and tell. But certain pals of mine have seen me in the undies. They've said, wow, that's a nice, what is that, a little popsicle? Is that a little popsicle covering up your little popsicle? That's what they say to me. Unmatched comfort, style for everyone, like I said, you know, sustainably sourced partners who care for their workers. And are you not happy with your first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. With more than 30 million pairs sold and 90,000 five-star reviews, MeUndies are an essential summer must-have for every drawer. We love them here at Stavi's World. I got some. Eldest has some. They are keeping us chafe-proof, comfortable, and looking stylish all summer long. Right now, as a listener of my show, you can score sizzling summer deals like up to 50% off at MeUndies.com/Stavi. So enter promo code Stavi. That's MeUndies.com/Stavi, promo code Stavi, for up to 50% off. MeUndies. Comfort that's made for summer.
All right, fuck these people. What else? You know, maybe we got time for one more, maybe one more and a quick one, Eldis.
Yeah. Oh, Stav, most honorable guest, and general disdain for any Albanians present.
Fuck you, baby.
I'll get right down to it. I fucked this girl about 2 years ago. We had like a weekend fling right before I went back to university over Christmas break. Mm-hmm. She's great, so funny, just the kind of person I'd want to be in a relationship with. Mm. So I moved away, and we talked for a bit, but I kind of dwindled off, right? So she dates a guy for about a year in between. I'm back 2 years later, and she just broke up with this guy. How do I get back with this girl and turn it from like the fuck buddy you get with right after a breakup? Because she had just got out of a 5-year relationship the first time. I forgot to mention that. It turned this into like a real ass relationship. Because I don't know, there was such a spark the first time. I really want to kind of capture my opportunity here and not waste my window. Because I mean, she could get back with someone right away. I don't know. Anyway, any advice is appreciated. Thank you very much. And sorry about the other voicemails.
Wow.
Hey, this guy is like a good guy, man.
Yeah.
The first guy, like, yeah. You have range in your listeners.
Yeah, yeah.
You have like romantic comedy main character guys.
Yes, true. Yeah, like this guy might be cooked because he's too good a person. I feel the desperation and desire in his voice, which is good. I would say the thing to be aware of here is that, like, he clearly wants this. This might be the rare time where it's like, do you know that she wants that from you? You think she's awesome. You might just be some little... He might be a piece of meat to her. Yeah. He might be living your dream, Ralph.
You might not have a good personality.
Yeah, yeah. So you have to be prepared for that. But I would say... I mean, dude, this is pretty simple. It's been 2 years, right, Eldis?
Yeah.
So 2 years is a long enough time where you just fucking... You're back in the town. You're done with college or whatever. You ask her. You just like ask her out. You do
relationship stuff with her. You know that you guys, like, if you hit her up and you're like, hey, want to get dinner? And she's like, no, but why don't you come over to my apartment at 1 a.m.? You got a good idea about what she thinks of you, right?
Yeah.
But if you say, hey, want to get dinner? She comes, great. You go to dinner, you fucking whatever.
I think if you get to go to dinner with her, you tell her straight up at the dinner, like, hey, I would like to, like, for real date you.
Well, the other thing, though, it has been 2 years. That's why I think you do a real date to just kind of catch the vibes.
Yeah.
Because right now he's going off of what it was 2 years ago, and he's a different person. She's a different person.
Yeah.
She might just be, like, looking at us like, nice, one of my old hoes. Get back on the horse, suck a little dick, get ready for next. I meet my husband after that. You know what I mean? He's looking at it as like, this is my wife. She might look at it like, oh, nice. This is just kind of.
That's true. Don't move too fast, bro. Because what if she's changed so much now? What if you meet up with her for dinner and she's like, oh, I caught some bumps from some weird dick bump guy.
I have benign rash on my pussy. I'll have red bumps for 4 years, for a presidential term. Then around the next Olympics, my pussy will clear up. Yeah, I think you just go figure out the vibes, see, go out, do something that's like not overtly sexual right up top. And just catch a vibe, see how the first hangout goes. And then if things go well, I think on the second one, you can be like, hey, it's been great. You know, I've had a great time. I had a really great time 2 years ago. And I feel like those vibes are still here. You know, I was moving away. You had just gotten out of a relationship back then. But now it feels like, you know, what I'm looking for right now is something serious. Or you could even be like, hey, I've grown up a little bit. I'm not looking just for a fling. We have some great chemistry. I enjoy spending time with you.
Yeah.
Why don't we? Yeah.
How far this can go?
Yeah. Let's hang out. And it's like I'm looking for something a little more serious. I think that's fine. But I think you try the first hangout, and if you are even granted one serious hangout, you'll know kind of automatically how she feels about you. And then listen, I'm not saying you should quit on that. You could even try, even if she sees it as a fuck buddy situation. You could kind of go in there and be like, hey, I actually would like something more serious, and see how she responds to that. Like, I'm not trying to get married or anything, but like, I want it to be a little. The context needs to be a little more serious than just we fuck, which sounds crazy to me. It's like I'm hearing that, I'm like, well, that sucks, but it's like, no, that's good. You're right.
I hope this works out, bro. Like, I'm invested now.
I do too. Let us know if it works out. You got something fun for us to go out on, Eldis?
Davi, what's up, baby? Booked a trip to Greece for this summer for 2 weeks. Really excited. So naturally, I'm brushing up on my Greek culture by watching season 2 of The Wire. And I plan on using the word Malacca a lot. I think I'm really going to lean on that one. So I'm wondering, is that a word that is used in like day-to-day casual exchanges between friends that maybe like to rip on each other in Greece? So is that, am I going to stick out like a sore thumb if I use that? And also, what are some other words that that I might be able to use just so that the locals know that even though I'm American, I'm not one of the bad ones. And I like to fuck around. So, any advice is much appreciated. Thanks, man.
Wow. Okay, so this guy's going to Greece. And the term Malacca is like it's kind of like, it technically translates to jerk off, but it's kind of closer to our, like, asshole. It's just kind of like our standard, like, curse word. Like, you know, you call everybody a Malacca. It is a little like you call your friend, like, it would be, like, if you're visiting, if you're, like, a Greek guy and you're visiting America, you're not going to go into a Starbucks and say, hey, can I have some coffee, you jerk off? You know what I mean? Like, that's what you would sound like, just as, you know what I mean? So it's like, that's not really what you want to lead with. Now, Greek people love if you're like at a bar or something and you've kind of struck up a little conversation, Greek people love when you throw some curse words at them. You know what I mean? Malacca. I don't know if I even want to say it because it's because our slur for gay people is a little softer than the F than that. I feel like, you know, hitting gay guys with a hard F isn't so fun here in America. In Greece, now, I don't know if we're just a more homophobic country, but I feel more comfortable saying it in Greek, and it's a funnier sounding word, but I don't know that I'm going to tell you it, and I don't know that I'm going to say it on
you
record.
You have to tell it to him.
I'll tell it to you off camera, but...
you got to release this guy into Greece with as many fucking bad
as
words.
As many slurs. I mean, putsa is dick, right? Malaka putsa. Muni is pussy.
I think that you should have as much fun as you can in Greece and make as many friends as you can. And I think the best way to find your friend group in Greece is by being yourself. And being yourself is saying Malaka to strangers. Malaka that shit up, bro.
I do think a lot more people than you'd expect would like it. But I think you just got to have one little smile. But it's, again, it's like a foreigner coming into America and being like, hi, asshole, jerk off. You know what I mean? Like, can I have a sandwich, please?
One time, Stav and his brothers egged me on to tell his dad in Greek, stop jerking me off, you. And then, like, a slur. That's like an extreme F slur kind. That's like ass partier or something.
Pisoglendi. Yeah, no, that was more fun.
Oh, okay.
Pisoglendi literally translates to party from behind. And that's a term for gay guys.
So I was like, stop jerking me off, ass partier in Greek to him. And I thought it was going to get like a big laugh.
We all thought it was going to kill. And my dad...
His dad just kind of looked at me. You could tell he was like annoyed. It
did not go over. Like it at all. Which is crazy. That is my dad's sense of humor. I don't know. We caught
but
him on a bad
know
day.
That was like, you set that up, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
He was just really disappointed in you at that
moment. I don't know. But my dad,
we're like older too. It's not even like we were a little kid.
Yeah, as a little kid, you're like, why are my kids and his friend cursing? But, you know, we were like 23, 24. And my dad hated it. And it was like, it was on him because that was objectively funny. But yeah, we that was a tough one. My dad did not like
What's
that
the word?
One at all.
Ass party from behind?
Piso glendi.
Piso glendi? It means party from behind?
Yeah. Piso is behind. Glendi is party. Piso behind glendi. Party.
Behind party. Piso glendi.
It's more of an obscure one. Let me type that. But it's a fun one. It's a very fun one.
I'm going to type that down.
Yeah.
How do I spell it? P-I-S-O?
Yeah. G-L-E-N-D-I.
Piso glendi. I'm going to call my next special that.
Piso glendi's?
Ass party.
Guy who likes to party from behind. There it is. So anyway, that's a fun one. I think people would be kind of surprised you even know that one. But look, man, enjoy Greece. Don't worry about cursing at the locals. Everybody speaks English there. You throw a couple curse words there, they'll like it. Malaka, putsa, muni, you know, or go up to a guy that you're trying to be friends with and be like, thelo muni. It means I want pussy. He'll love that. He'll be like, que vos thelo muni. I also thelo want muni. Pussy. You'll bond over not getting pussy at a bar in Greece. It'll be awesome. Anyway, that's going to do it for us. Ralph, thanks for coming, man. This was so fun.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Guys, go watch the special on Hulu right now, Planet Bosa. And you got a bunch of stuff, though. You got old specials.
I started a YouTube channel called Formula Bean where we fix up cars we find on Facebook Marketplace.
Hell yeah. Try to race them. That's a great idea, dude.
Yeah, we've blown up our first car. Stay tuned.
Fuck yes,
Formula Bean.
And you might hear the haunted ghost of the garage, too, if you're lucky. Wow, that's Matt Rife's buying haunted dolls. You're in a haunted garage. We need to do some kind of haunted shit, Eldis.
Yeah, buy my garage, Matt Rife.
Put the Annabelle doll in the haunted garage. Let them fight it out.
You can have my uncle.
That's going to do it for us, folks. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Peace.